So I've got an idea for our next vlog.
Mm.
Turkey.
We're going to Turkey.
Yeah.
Istanbul.
Yeah, I need a hair transplant. I am self-conscious now.
Is it because you also have to look at me twice a week?
Well, that's not so much the reason, but my hair is, yeah. Are you saying you have a full head of hair?
Yeah,
is that why?
It's going nowhere.
Yeah. You could get a BBL though. We're going to Turkey. You heard it here first. And also, just before we cut in the sting, we have a special treat for you guys. We hit 100,000 Instagram followers during the week. So I think what we're going to do is, because the feedback has been so strong on the intro song and how everyone loves it, we're going to give them an hour-long intro on YouTube.
The people show.
It's all yours. Thank you so much, everyone.
Hey, guys. Welcome to the Dan Does Footy Podcast. You can find more of Dan Does Footy on the website, Spotify, YouTube, and social media. Let's talk. See ya.
There was heaps of sick kids, and I was like, where are they? Kick him harder. Kick him all harder. Punch him in the face. I'm bloody horizontally trained, if you get what I mean. Oh, no. Should we say this is the line? If you don't hear the next beat, it's over the line. Okay, so if you don't hear the next beat, I've got a line. This is more past punt road. It dips in.
Welcome back. Thank you for choosing to put us in your ears on this Thursday morning. There's a lot happening in the AFL world. There is so much. As I said, I am receding, and it became very noticeable to me when Anna mentioned it, which was good. Like, if you always want someone to tell you that your hair is going backwards.
Yeah, it feels nice.
It feels awesome. It feels thin. I'm doing the old bring it forward type technique.
So what are we talking? We're talking widow's peak
Mate,
area?
I've got Eddie Betts's pocket on my forehead. Oh. That's how far back it is.
Both of them.
But then, actually, hold on. Some people said, actually, that's not that bad. People were like, no, I'd take that. That's very, very good. Well, people were like, no, that's bad.
Just looking on the screen there, there is a little bit of that's just your hairline. It's also like what's happening up top is what I'd be looking at.
Well, I've got nothing. I think I'm good up top.
Yeah. I mean, I'd still go to Turkey, but I don't think it's panic stations.
What would you get from Turkey?
Probably get the jowls done.
Oh, would you? Get them done.
Just get that lifted.
I can see that. I would only go if you get some fake tits and a BBL.
So
I'll fund it if you do that. Ooh. Like, I want double D's on you.
Double D's.
Tell me how to turkey.
And a butt lift. And then we're going.
I will fund the whole trip. It'd be so funny for the pod. Everyone would love it if you did it for the pod. You're such a legend.
Can you get it reversed?
No. It'd be funny if you keep it for like a footy season.
Okay.
It'd be awesome. The boys would love it. The podcast would love it.
I'll have a think because I could just pay for my own ticket is the thing. And then we can just have a holiday.
But you can have it for free and get some like some implants.
Okay, I'll think about it.
Well, let's do it.
Sorry, I'll think about it. Nah,
I actually researched the hair transplant.
Go on. What
$3,500.
And Turkey's considered the cheap joint to go, right?
Like,
certainly in Europe. Like, if you fly from London to Turkey for the week, that kind of thing.
It's like Thailand would be cheaper, or no, now thinking Turkey is.
I wouldn't go to Thailand for yours, like get it done properly.
Yeah, true.
But you know, then you're not allowed to wear a hat for about 3 weeks, can't have a shower for about the same time.
And it's red raw, isn't it?
It looks like a pincushion.
I think when my hair starts going, I let it go. Because you know how some people try and hold on and didn't bring the front forward? I think once it starts to – maybe the pockets are fine, but if I start losing on top, I'm out.
Here's a good one for you. What's been the biggest resurgence hairline-wise in the AFL? I reckon I've got the answer.
Jordan Lewis?
I reckon Brent Guerra.
Brent Guerra. Oh, yeah. His hair did make a massive comeback.
Massive.
Yeah. I feel like Jordan Lewis also, from start of commentary career to now, has got a lot thicker on top.
Yeah, well, he was terrified of the Sky Cam for a little while there.
True. Yeah, that was the worst thing that happened to his career.
Yeah.
Sky Cam. Think who else has thinned out a fair bit in the commentary team right now.
But then it's come back. That's what I want to think about. So I reckon Guerra and Lewis were the two that came to mind.
I feel like the commentary team are big on like cosmetics, hair, Botox.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's their world. But a lot of Botox going around that commentary
Botox.
Team. Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. Heaps of Botox going around the commentary team.
Who do you reckon's got Botox?
Dermy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably, yeah.
I reckon definitely Gary.
No.
Yeah, I reckon.
Whereabouts? T-section.
Yeah, crow feet.
Yeah, right.
I reckon. Anyway, that's off topic. Hey, we have merch coming out soon. I thought it was going to be here today and I was so stoked to wear it, but it's not. I've been told by Jason overseas, who I've never met, that it's definitely coming and it's not a scam. I have given the money for it and I haven't received it.
Where does Jason live?
All the
live?
Messages are saying like unsent and stuff. So,
oh, it's coming.
It's trustworthy. He lives in China, so it's definitely coming.
No, that's fine. He just said he'll email the warranty
I'm actually
later.
Keen to lose that money. So if not, just a fun experience. Giving different cultures money, saying take that,
Jason.
It's a mutual theft. Need Jason to come through.
If it does come, can we say what it is? Or
yeah, I got hoodies, and we're going to release these hats.
Unreal.
They're going to come out. So we have limited merch. Our merch range is going to start with this in the hoodie, and then every couple months we're going to change it in. So more than open to seeing what everyone wants in merch. Like, do they want? I've started a hoodie with this one, but I really think I want. Is it a crew? That's a jumper.
Yep.
I want a crew next, I think.
It's pretty much what you've got on.
What I've got on, but thicker, but like thicker. A big one for winter.
Yep.
So we'll do that. We're going to do this one, release this one, hopefully in the next couple of weeks, and then we'll do another drop. And we'll just keep doing that until we run out of drops or hair. And I'm running out of hair. So either run out of hair or run out of drops. I'm not sure. You won't care about this because you don't strike me as a golf guy at all. Mm-mm. But the PGA Tour starts this week and I'm so pumped. It's just a good time. Either you're coming home from the pub and the footy and you can put it on before you go to bed, mm-hmm. or you wake up and put it on and you start your morning with the PGA on.
Okay, so when I'm watching the Premier League, that's what you're doing. That makes
sense.
Yeah,
pretty much. Yeah, it's so good. It's so good. So I'm planning to have maybe a few frothies, then roll back home and watch an hour or two before you go to bed, or I'm going to wake up and just immerse myself in it. It's so good.
What's so good about it?
Just like how amazing they are and how shit they make me feel about golf.
Mm.
Like, it's good knowing that even though I'm not that good, I can watch these guys and be like, this is awesome. That, you know how hard this sport is? Mm-hmm. Have you played golf at all?
Yeah, once and no good at it.
No
good. Lots of mini golf.
Yeah. Look, I've played a lot and I'm still no good at it.
Yeah,
okay. I'm a 27 handicapper, but I'm the best 27 handicapper you've ever seen.
Okay.
Like, some of the stuff I do, I go, that's probably tour worthy. Yeah. And then some stuff, I'm like, ooh, that's Ollie worthy.
Mm, okay, like, and there's no in between.
No. We should do a golf. Now we did a vlog last week, we should do a golf vlog. Oof. If we get a spono from a golf club and a trip somewhere, that'd be good.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, no, I tell you what, if we have to do it.
Would you like some golf clubs?
Yeah.
If you could name one brand of golf clubs, I'll try and see what I can do for you. Just one.
I feel like Taylor Walker Made. Is that it?
You're funny. People have said
is that
things
good?
About yeah, I see what you did there. It's very funny.
No, but if we did do it, I'd like to go to Bumboogle in northern Tasmania.
Oh, man. Okay. So you want to go back home?
Yeah, I just want to go home.
I heard it's very nice there. I haven't been. I'm trying to organise a golf trip there. I'm trying to organise one in general, but they're very hard and very expensive, Bumboogle.
Because it's one of the better ones, right?
And it's a PJ, private jet over there.
We can do a PJ.
Well, yeah, true. Yeah, we're at the time of the year. Maybe we do a
a few PJs.
Dirty F Christmas party PJ,
and then get PJ actual PJs as merch.
Yes, and you'll go to Turkey before that and have your fake tits and fake.
So I get silk PJs.
You get silk ones. I make it really short.
Thank you. That'd be nice.
Just things that are really annoying me this week, and Kay and I have spoken about it. On football media social pages, when a player has the phone and they're talking to the phone, like they're saying, hey, it's my 100th this weekend, love for you to get there, or this footy clinic. When the player starts off with, hey, it's Dan Goins from the Port Adelaide Football Club, we know who you are.
Yeah.
Like, LeBron doesn't do that for the Lakers. It doesn't happen to any other sport. I feel like AFL is very much have to tell the community who you are before you do the video.
That's true.
Just roll with who you are. Hey, it's Jack Sinclair from this. We know, Jack, who you are. We're following you.
Yeah.
You know, we know who you are.
Yeah. I one thing I would say is maybe we do need it because I'm not sure about Dan Gorringe from the Port Adelaide Football
Club. No, that would
club.
Never happen. But you, now that I've said it, everyone, you'll notice it so much more now on your own page, Instagram.
I must admit, everything that they say in general feels very scripted. Like, I really think right now if a media manager came up to me and said, right, you've just won the game by 20 points, what do you have to say to the fans? I think I'd know the answer.
Hi, I'm Ollie. Thanks, guys, for coming out.
Yeah.
Great to get a win, and now we look forward to next week.
Yeah, obviously – great to be in front of you all. Pack out the G next week, guys. You know,
yeah. I'd love for like a player to be like, hey guys, things coming out, just wipe the fucking floor with that team.
Well, that was easy, wasn't it?
Jeez, that was a bit of a snore fest, that one. Good to get a light running against these guys. They're shit. We'll go again next week. That'd be awesome. Extreme honesty in our game would be unreal.
There's got to be a few out there that have the potential that are just...
Well, Guinea was on that road, then Kane pulled him back big time.
That's true.
And he had the GoPro out. Also, just on Guinea, coming around to him massively.
Big time.
How much are we? I feel like everyone's coming back around to Guinea.
I love him.
Great redemption arc. Last year, because he was in those disgusting colours, just we didn't like that. And he played for the free, but didn't get him. Now he's not getting the frees and it's high. And now he's in new colours. Everyone's like, this is, we like you, Guinea. Yeah. You're doing some good stuff. His TikTok's a little bit weird. He does some weird stuff on there. But apart from that, he's kicking some goals.
Speaking of those disgusting colours, I'm glad you haven't noticed, but I actually swapped the order and put the Saints one in front.
That's good by you. Saints. We're going to have almost every Guernsey. There's someone over there.
Which one are we missing right now? Like an absolute must.
What's a good Guernsey that we've missed?
I quite like the Eagles kit right now.
I'm going to get to it in my preview picks for this weekend. Okay. But I am rallying so hard around the Eagles this week.
There you go.
I'm going to obviously I'm a Carlton man, but when their game comes in the graveyard on Sunday, I'm throwing myself behind them because I think they have a chance to knock off Richmond. Yeah, I'm calling it already. It's actually in my feed bet for this week. They're in the multi.
Come on then.
They're in the multi. So, right, so guys, as you would, if you've been living on a rock, you wouldn't know, but on sports bets feed, we've gone back to back with multi winners. I think up $15 and $16.25. So this week, my tip for just teams to win, I've gone Bulldogs against Essendon, GWS against St Kilda, Carlton against Adelaide, Port against Freo, Gold Coast against Hawthorne, and West Coast to knock off Richmond at $13.
What does that come to?
Well, that just means that Sunday graveyard is exciting.
That's
now.
True.
Because I think the first, one, two, three, four, five, six, the first five games are like sure things. Yeah. And you get to a graveyard and you go, real Undertaker, sit up vibes. That's $13.57.
I don't mind it.
They could win.
They showed a lot more on the weekend, didn't
they? But Richmond are just going as well. I mean, they were very good last week for most of the game, but Saints were pretty bad as well. Yeah. I think West Coast are up and about now and they go back home. The Tides, I'm throwing myself behind them.
Okay, respect.
Throwing myself right behind them. Just on the week of footy, would you rather the Channel 7 or Fox footy coverage if you're tuning in on a Thursday, Friday night? Who are you going to?
7.
You're a 7 guy?
I'd be a 7 guy.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm a Fox footy guy.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't do the 7 commentary. It's probably more the build up and lead in. It feels very like...
Well, see, I reckon Channel 7 have really good promos, like the build, like, you know, when we like a montage.
Yeah, I do it. You know, I'm a sucker for that.
Feels like a good Friday night, you know?
I love a montage. Fox footy is very, I just feel like the quality is a bit better on there.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's commentators fine. Wise. Yeah, it's fine. It's, you know, we do different things. Yeah. I feel like I'd struggle with the 7 commentary.
With the team.
Telecast. Yeah. Just the ads as well.
The ads
can't
don't
do
help.
The ads. Yeah, yeah, I'd rather the commentators on talking about stuff as the goal is played. That's or just staying on the footy.
Yeah.
I've got friends who watch 7 and they watch 7. Oh my God. I went to a game. I watched the game during the week. I went to someone's house and I was watching the game. I was like, fuck, I think my eyes are fucked here because I can't see shit. Mm. They had it on Channel 7, not 7HD.
Oh.
I was like, you're a criminal. They're like, what do you mean? I was like, go to 70 and check HD. And they're like, I did not know this existed.
What suburb was this? Was this even in Melbourne?
Yeah, it was in Melbourne. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's
in Melbourne.
Ridiculous.
I know. So I just thought I'd ask that. You know, on Channel 7, you have BT, JB, Hodgie.
Yeah, Richo. I really like Richo.
Richo. You do like Richo. You're big on him.
Yeah, well, Tasmanian. You have to be.
Yeah. And then on Fox footy, you've got your Gary, your Dunstalls, your Kingy. Bring Eddie back.
Yeah.
Is he cancelled or is he back?
Well, he did a bit
like
of
tried to cancel
gather
there
around.
For a bit.
Like,
did he?
Yeah, like it did some media, not calling, but you
bring
know.
Him back in some capacity.
Okay,
is he cancelled?
I think he's sort of cancelled.
Oh, he sort of cancelled
in the football space.
Oh,
I
he's cancelled.
He pretty cancelled.
Oh, okay. Awkward. Okay, I've been caught up for some reason. All my algorithms are showing me wrestling. Like WrestleMania has been heavy on my feed. Have you seen any of that, or am I on a different feed to you?
No, we've got very different feeds.
I used to love the wrestling, but I was so immersed in it and saw so much of it. And I looked in the crowd. I was like, "You're there's a lot of like 40-year-old guys there. You guys know that this isn't like real, this thing. Like there's UFC, that's awesome, that's real. And then they were doing press conferences after the fights, being like, yeah, I've worked so hard to get this title. No, you fucking haven't. You're an actor. You haven't worked at all for this title. I didn't realize how, like, because growing up, I thought it was real for a long time. And then I got to an age where I was like, okay, like Santa Claus, you're just not real. You're fun, but you're not real. I didn't realize they've now pulled out the production to be press conferences acting like they've won these belts.
Well, look, I'm worried now. When I go back and edit, do I have to bleep this out very much like a Santa Claus Easter Bunny situation?
Nah, fuck. If you don't know those things are real, you're in the wrong spot.
That's true. Okay, no. So who was your favorite wrestler? Were you, you'd be John Cena, I'd imagine.
Used to be the Dudley Boys. Booker T. Fuck, I love Booker T back in the day.
Are you making that up? The Dudley Boys?
Yeah.
Never heard of them.
The tag team champs. The Dudley Boys. They were awesome. Booker T was good. Who else was unreal? The Rock, Triple H, China, Stacey. What's her name? Stacey. She was hot. Stacey.
Stacey's mum?
No. Stacey Keebler.
Righto.
I feel like that's not a name. Stacey Keebler.
I'm worried to type this in.
I used to. It was like soft porn back in the day, WWE. For me, for a 9-year-old Gorringe, looking on the couch, throbbing.
What, watching the Dudley Boys?
No, not for them, for Stacey in China and the other one.
Stacey Keebler.
Keebler, that's the one.
Yeah.
She was the hot one. Yeah.
Professional wrestler, cheerleader, dancer, and model. What can't she do?
Talented. Just talented. An amazing woman. That's why I loved her. Respected her as well. She was great. So that was, yeah, that's on my feed. Obviously, it's not on yours. Not on yours at all. I do have a serious question about the King household. Which one's better, Ben or Max? I always get them confused. I know Ben plays for the Gold Coast now.
Yeah.
After should know this, given where we're at in this show. Which one's better?
I think Ben's played more. Max has been, well, I don't know. Because Ben did his knee as well.
Mm.
Or did Max? No, Max did his knee for sure.
They're both on the knees.
Now, Ben's done his knee. I think Max has just got him.
Yeah.
I think he's just got him. I think from what you've seen, if you had a chance to sign either or, the risk versus reward, I think Max pips him.
Do you reckon they'll ever play together? Imagine if you had two Kings in the forward line.
I heard, who was it?
Is this a rumour?
Liam Stocker played with them during growing up, and then one played full forward, one played full back.
That was just crazy.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
What are you supposed to do when they're 6'5" at 13, 14 years old?
You can't do anything. Just shit in your hands and clap is what you do, which I have done before. Actually, have you ever shit your pants?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I shit my pants way too often. I shut up like 3 weeks ago. Just thought it was a fart, and obviously it was not a fart at all. Hey, how funny was David Zeta commenting on Pickett's suspension or his trial hearing?
What did he say?
Zeta is unreal. So he was in there, and Zeta is the man when it comes to tribunal hearings and tweeting. Yeah. I don't know if he sits in there. I don't feel like he sits in there, or maybe he does.
I don't think he'd be allowed in.
Would he get like telecasted in? Or because he'd
just be out in the foyer, I reckon.
You reckon just tweeting?
Yeah, glass to the door, so, you know.
Just gets all the info wrong because he can't hear properly. Yeah. I think Pickett's got 10 weeks. Yeah. No, just one.
Just one.
He was tweeting and he's like, we are now venturing back to last year's Brandon Maynard's AFL tribunal decision. This should end well. His next tweet, I have sat through a lot of these hearings and I'm telling you, this is the stupidest one yet. Just had no time. And it was stupid. I don't know why they decided to go back to that well. Yeah. And try and get Pickett off. He was never getting off. He's got to change his action. We could, you know, talk about this for hours, but I just don't know why they went there. It was a bad aesthetics. I'm all about aesthetics these days.
Yeah.
Aesthetically, it was bad.
I can tell. No, definitely. I might be wrong here. I might be wrong. What are you laughing at? Go on.
Your little ode to me. I can tell.
I can tell. Yeah, you look good.
Thank you.
Yeah, you push your hair forward. You look smart.
Yeah, I do. I've got a turkey.
When
fuck, I'm doing this all episode now. I'm self-conscious about it.
Yeah, good. That's much better. Do teams have a certain amount of times, I can't look at you right now, a season where they can review a decision? So if they get it wrong, if they get it wrong, that you should go back to the club and say, mate, you've had your five.
I think you just keep going. You just keep going.
Well, then maybe it is worth, just in case. If it's not costing you anything.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to get a lawyer in here who actually goes to the tribunal and tells us how it works and what happens in there.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I don't think Zeta would be allowed in.
Let's ask him. I'm going to message him and ask, see if he goes in there.
Yeah.
Because if you think that he's just got an ear on the door, just trying to tweet at the same time.
I reckon he's got two cans with...
Bit of string.
Bit of string.
Yeah. Yeah, fair enough. Luke Darcy attacked Kane. That was pretty weird. That was really weird, actually, now I think about it. It was just a vicious attack out of nowhere.
What kind of attack?
It was a punch down. Okay. He really. Oh, it was just like they were talking. They had Kane on air. I'm sure everyone has seen it if you're in the footy world and you love footy. Darcy was saying, does Kane like this role he does where he's so negative and he tears people down? He's like a Piers Morgan. And Kane was like, yeah, like everything I say, I stand by. Just if you don't agree, you don't agree. And then Kane asked for him, said, please give me some examples of where you thought I was punching down. And he brought up the Cochin skit, which was fucking hilarious because everything's funny, Darcy. It was just really weird. Darcy came off looking really awkward. And then Caro got the arrow out and just smacked him between the eyes with it. Yeah. And I don't normally like Caro's arrow. But this one, she didn't fucking miss, and I was all for it.
Bit of a bullseye. How about Howie's reaction?
Goss's grenade was also thrown. New segment.
We could start it. Why not?
Yeah.
Throw something in the wall, see what sticks. Yeah, but yeah, did you see Howie, after clapping, did you see Howie going?
Yeah, how awkward. And Brownie in the middle. Go Brownie on. In the middle was so funny. So funny. It was just an awkward situation. So Darcy, I mean, his son got the Rising Star. Congrats to him. Don't know why we're clapping, but that's at least one of the Darcy's had a win this week.
That's true.
That's a win. A lot of people wanted Harley Reid to be the Rising Star, but I don't really feel like. I mean, Darcy kicked three, so I give it to him.
Yeah.
Harley Reid will win it this week. I'm putting my hand next to that. He wins it this week.
Okay.
In the graveyard. Yeah.
So Richmond win, Harley gets.
No, West Coast win.
Sorry, West Coast win, Harley gets Rising Star. I love it.
I'm telling you, follow me in the feed. If we could have as many people following that bet as possible so we get to the graveyard together, or you just throw our support behind them.
Do we do a live watch along?
Mate, I will literally update the game on as I watch it through stories.
I love it.
I'm on them big time. I'm going to wear a polo as well just to get really into it.
I mean, a polo or a West Coast polo?
A West Coast polo, okay. Not a Ralph Lauren polo because they don't sponsor us. I wish they did.
Yes.
Carlton Melbourne are front runners for Will Haywood. I'm thinking if Carlton would really need him at the moment. Got Jack Martin. Probably not. I can't see him in Carlton. There's a lot of excitement saying he's going to Carlton. I don't think he'll be Carlton. I think he's a good fit for Melbourne. Melbourne would take any forward at the moment. Even though they're going well, I feel like maybe that's a fit for them, or he just stays in Sydney. Who knows? But that was news broke. Logan McDonald, who we not pressured, but said we wanted more from, he's going really well. And there's big whispers that he's going back to Perth. And those whispers only get stronger until he puts pull point to contract. Fucking hell. You know how many times I rehearsed that line?
How many? It couldn't have been many.
Not once, but in my head I felt like that was going to go a lot better. Sometimes I say stuff and like my mind is going too quick for my mouth and it just turns into just diarrhea. Do you get that?
No.
Can you hear me doing that?
Yeah, I can see you doing
Fuck me. I get so excited when I talk. It's just...
You've got like your forehead's almost like a window. Like
don't, I can mate. Look. It's so it's
no,
the
no,
hair.
No. I can look in and I can see everything ticking along, and I know what you're thinking, know what you're about
Can't
to say.
Can't wait for your fake tits. Dustin Martin retirement rumor. Oh, see, fuck me, fuck me. Talk properly. Dustin Martin retirement rumor. So this came out during the week because Tony Sheehan came out and said that Dustin Martin wanted to retire before he reached 300 games. Apparently, he told friends and family he can't do it anymore. He's fed up. My question mark is, what is he like fed up with being too good or like success? Because you can never be fed up with that. And I was like, okay, well, I didn't like, who is Tony? I didn't know who Tony was. Like, honestly, I'd see the name now and I can connect dots. But Tony was the guy that had 30 drinks and then stole an Uber.
Sure.
In Sydney. So when I connected those dots, I said, okay, Tony's just swung for the fences here. Mm. Classic media, just a big hook. Put a big hook out there. He's also Mike Sheehan's son.
Okay.
Well respected. Did you know that before I started talking about Tony Sheehan or not?
I will be honest with you. When I saw Tony Sheehan, I was thinking of Mike Sheehan.
Yeah.
That's who I thought it was. But then there you go. A little Mike bit of Sheehan. A Sam McClure.
Yeah, Sam McClure. Well, now we're scared to relate anyone to anyone because we get it so wrong all the time.
Yeah.
But Dusty's manager, Ralph Carr, came out and shot it down straight away. Media, just leave Dusty alone. He doesn't care. He doesn't care about you. He doesn't want to know you. He doesn't want to be your friend. He doesn't want to be spoken about. I still honestly believe he goes to the Suns for 2 or 3 years. But I think he reaches 300 games and then he goes to the Suns for 2 or 3 years.
Serious question though. You say, and I know you're being a little bit, you know, jovial with it, you know, what's he sick of, you know, when you're this good. But you have spoken about how you couldn't think of anything worse than being like Scott Pendlebury right now, thinking like every Friday night you've had that anxiety.
Mm. You over
for
it.
Years and years and years and years and years.
Like, I mean,
could he?
Yeah.
If that's true, that could be a thing, right? Like he's done it all, seen it all.
Yeah.
Is there much left to achieve? And if you've got that burning passion to leave. I don't know.
When you've climbed the mountain so many times, yep, I can see why you'd be like a little bit lethargic. But also, if you pay me $1 million, I'll be as anxious as you want for Friday nights, you know?
That's true.
I really would. But no, seriously though, some people actually can't do it. Like I say that in the moment, but I still know if I was on no matter the amount of money, given the weight I'm wired, it would suck still.
Yeah.
So maybe he is. Maybe it's a point where he's like, I don't need to do this anymore. I've kind of done it. But also he's just like, he strikes me as a guy who just wants to play footy and then be left the fuck alone.
Well, he does a pretty good job of it.
Gold Coast is the perfect opportunity for him to ride off and go get 500-700K with Dimmer. Be reignited. Get out of the media. No media is up there. When Gary was up there, no one knew him. It would be a little bit, maybe now because they're established, people would know Dusty, but it wouldn't be anywhere like it is him not being able to walk down Richmond. But he could do what he wants there and get paid 500-700K to play 18 games.
Yeah.
And just sit forward. Play 18 games and finals. You know, you have 5 games off for the year.
Yeah, I want to do that. That sounds fun. Yeah.
You can play the twos there.
Do you reckon I could?
No, you could even play for like Broadbeach there.
Okay.
Or even like, even worse, like
Who could I play for?
Oh,
Nimbin?
Jeez. Like the Nippers?
Yeah.
Yeah. Against, you know, the Surf Lifesaving Nippers.
Hmm.
Nipples, you think about Turkey. Hey, Elliot, yo, this theory came up as well. Apparently now in the AFL, there's a new list management innovation where you can do sign and trades.
Mm.
Maybe it's always been there, but I think there's now a spotlight on it. So this came out during the week that Elliot Yeo could become part of the AFL's new list management innovation as a sign and trade player who accepts a new deal, then immediately becomes trade bait. Yeo started the season on fire after 4 injury-prone seasons, blah, blah, blah. Rival list bosses have been flummoxed. Flummoxed, don't ever use that word, media. By the Eagles' inability to trade off senior players to secure more selection in the early in the draft, but Clark could be more aggressive in trying to trade players, not in the club's window to speed up the rebuild given West Coast has finally accepted a need for a top-to-bottom rebuild. Yeo is keen to sign, and as the Eagles push Sydney and gather around, was in centre square bounces helping youngsters, including Harley Reid. So in the American sport, the sign and trade deal, free agents, is a commonplace occurrence because it maximises the compensation for a departing player who can pick the new club of choice.
Mm-hmm.
So is that essentially West Coast saying, we'll sign you for insurance for us,
yep,
but then you can go and shop yourself?
Correct. Yep. And then there's more compensation for the Eagles. I think it's a no-brainer. I love it. And I've been pushing for a long time to follow more so what they do in European football rather than America, because I think America gets a little bit stressful for everyone.
Yeah.
Like there's too much trading. And there's too much movement.
I mean, their trade periods are mayhem.
Yeah, well, and it also feels like the entire season. But one thing I would love, I've been massive on this, is the idea of a loan. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
Like imagine when Jamar Ugle-Hagan was drafted to Western Bulldogs, which was a pretty decent side at the time, couldn't get a game for that first season.
Mm.
Put him out on loan.
Yeah.
Give him a year with North Melbourne. And then he comes back. Like this sort of decision would open the door, I think, in the future for a lot of different trading and contract negotiations to really change and grow in the AFL.
Yeah, the space is pretty weird. I don't know. I think like, as you said in the last episode, we're just so behind. Like we don't like things that aren't traditional or by the book. Like that's, I can see the, like learning players, it'd be cool to see. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see it. I just can tell the uproar if Jamara went and just dominated, then pulling him back and then Hawthorn would be cooked.
Mm.
You know, if they did that. When he was going bad, the Dogs see him dominating. Like, no, hold on. Now we want you back for our system.
Well, there'd be rules like, you know, it's end of the season.
Yeah.
Like it's not, you know, just go and train with them.
Maybe something around if you've played more than 5 games in the NEFL, you become like up for trade bait immediately throughout the season.
Yeah.
Like if you're very clearly not in the team as concrete and you've played more than 5 VFL games, the clubs can then approach you to sign you straight away.
Love that.
So maybe, who knows? I mean, we're not the bosses of the AFL. We should be, but we're definitely not. All right, let's get in the round right now. I feel like for some reason I've gone heavy on vibes this round. Just, you know what they say, 90% of your decisions come from your gut.
Okay.
For you, they'll come from your ass soon, but 90% normally come from your gut. And last week, as I said on feed, we hit an 8-leg multi paying $60.42. We've already given you this week's one, so jump on there. I've also got another couple multis in there for different games. There's a Blues heavy one that I've gone a bit quirky with. It's called Blues Brothers.
Never
been
you.
Used before that one, so no, that's original. And then I did another one. I can't remember what it is. Oh, it was for this one. I'll go through it after. But Thursday night, MCG football, Melbourne v Brisbane, $1.43 for Melbourne, $2.83 for Brisbane. The line is 15.5. These two played last year, and we thought home ground dominance or home ground, having that home ground would be a big thing. Mm-hmm. They both lost at each other's home ground and won away. So they completely flipped the script. I think one of the games is when the lights went off as well.
Yeah.
Last year. So that's just something. Maybe it is, maybe it's not. But Melbourne finally back home after 2 weeks in Adelaide. And we track is amazing because we get a insight into what he does on a day-to-day basis, given his TikTok, and we know that his partner is a lawyer who works from home. Mm-hmm. Do you know he says that in every video?
No.
You notice that one as well? So we get a peek into what he says as a pro athlete and what he does every day in a pro athlete. And it's just like that stuff is so like that's a different world to me and what I saw in the AFL.
Yeah. No, totally.
It's so
and we love that.
It's so foreign. But if he is doing that thing, that stuff consistently, I can't look at you. If he's doing that stuff consistently and he's actually working that hard and he's loving footy that much, then there's no wonder he's doing what he's doing at the moment because he's just locked in. Have you seen his prep? Cooking, swimming, stretching. He's got air machines hooked up to him.
Air machines?
Wants to, I don't know, he was in Germany doing something for Red Bull. It looked exhausting. Even I was tired. I was at home eating some Doritos. But not sponsored by them. Don't give them any credit. I like Doritos, but who cares? I mean, we can't say brands who aren't sponsored the show. We're brand friendly.
Okay.
I like Mission Chips better.
Oh, nice.
If they're listening.
With a bit of guac?
No guac.
Okay.
I just think track is a different beast this year. He's put in the work and he's just doing things that separate him. And it's because he went to Germany. I'm convinced. Their defense is still a massive problem for teams. They come up against a forward line who, in Brisbane, Hipwood and Danaher will just launch themselves at everything. And I think this is the week that May's ribs get tested. And not in the physical, like, let's test him out, bash him, punch him kind of way. I just think there's going to be some packs here for him.
Okay.
Because his ribs won't be good. We saw him last week. His ribs are not good. Did you see him last week as well holding his ribs?
Yeah.
We all did. We were there at Gather Round. His ribs still would be super sore. I wonder if he's jabbing him. I don't think he can jab ribs. No.
You wouldn't want to.
In Turkey, you definitely could jab ribs.
Yes.
You can jab anything in Turkey. Oh, fucking Turkey. No pick it up forward, as we said, because he just is going to have another week off because he loves them so much. And Brisbane last weekend just beat the shit out of North on an Oz Kick Oval. So don't know if that's really any true indicator of form, more of just a beat up session and some confidence for him. Lachie Neal plays game 250, I believe. Three-time All-Australian, two-time Brownlow medalist, started the year on fire. And we keep speaking about how Melbourne are just backs against the wall, blocking out the haters. Whatever you've got to throw at us, keep throwing it because we don't care. We're in our own bubble. Brisbane go on a business trip. It's generally a business trip and can create their own bubble here. I think they come here and say, we know what's being said about us. Vegas, that we haven't won that often. Things are going badly. Come to Melbourne and just give us a business trip performance. Mm. I'd love to see that.
When you say business trip, do you reckon they would have continued the Brisbane business trip from Adelaide, or would they have gone home, do you think? What would be the plan of attack there?
It's got to be a bit of pleasure. Not Vegas-level pleasure, because we are in season. We don't need to go that extreme.
Yeah.
But we can have some fun in between. They wouldn't have gone to any big parties or anything, but I think they go business Adelaide, take a breath.
Great Ocean Road.
Straight into business. Well, no. Adelaide, then straight back to Brisbane. Now, Thursday, back into business trip mode now.
Right.
They're playing today. So you'd hope they'd be in business trip mode.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Just on them, their window has been open for so long. For the last six seasons, they've only lost 32 games. Mm. So for them to have lost so often already this early into the season, this would be uncharted territory for them. Mm. I think it's playing on them. They don't know what to do.
Mm.
But they're so foreign to losing. So in saying all of that, I think that Melbourne are just too good. They're just those guys. They're just doing some things that are impressing me at the moment.
Yeah,
but I wouldn't be surprised if Brizzy come on a business trip and steal it.
Right. So what do I take out of that then? I just got to trust my vibe.
I think you could take, trust your butt.
Yeah, okay.
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking Demons.
Mm. Yeah, I think Demons do. Yeah. But I wouldn't be surprised if Brisbane come and do the business trip. Dogs versus Essendon Marvel Friday night. $1.45 the Don to the Dogs. $2.78 to Essendon. The line is 40.5. Now, this is a game where both teams and both supporters come into it and just go, we're just as frustrated as each other. Mm. Bit of mutual respect. Both our teams are just the most frustrating teams to watch. And this could be, you know, I think I picked already, but it could be a draw. They could be equally as bad as each other.
That's true.
They could be equally bad as each other. And really, this game is the AFL forcing us to watch Essendon again.
Mm.
This is thin ice for them. Last chance to show us you can do something in a primetime game. Hope David Roden's got a gig somewhere. I hope he's got a gig. We're calling for him. That went really well on
didn't
socials.
It was great to know. You know when you just do something because that's what we feel like, that's what we think, and then all of a sudden you speak to the wider community and you go, how have we not really spoken about this? We're all in agreement.
We're all winning. We're all naive to each other sometimes, aren't we? Archie Perkins out for a month with a hammy. Their soft tissue injuries are through the roof at the moment. I don't think Brad Scott was very happy with it. But the Bombers, they shit the bed last week. And I'll say it again. Nick Cox is not a fucking backman. Please listen to the pod. We called a lot of things on this show. We called that Uzay didn't need to play Lynchy.
Mm-hmm.
We said that Charlie Combin needs to go back. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you.
John Noble needs to come back.
Turn their careers around, really. Nick Cox is not a backman. He's being wasted down there. It's like when you go to the pub and you buy your mates a jug of beer and they like, nah, we want to switch to vodkas now. Mm. Just a waste. Just an absolute waste.
Makes me
sick. Nick Cox is a jug of beer. That's being wasted. He's in the sun. It's getting hot. But they're both playing on a field that you think would suit them under a roof. Quick. Not quick by foot, but quick ball movement. I think they're very both skill-dominant teams, good midfields going up. Brad Scott during the week said our center clearance stuff sucks ass, so we're going to go to town and work that out. I don't know if they'll be able to do that in a week. I think Doggies midfields are late. They just wax on, wax off. You can almost pencil them all in to have 30 a week.
Mm.
That's how much they wax on, wax off. I want the Bombers, though, to really show us how edgy you are. Just come out and punch someone in the face. I'd be saying to Brad Scott, if I was Brad Scott, just throw suspensions out the window. Just throw one. Someone throw one. Yeah. Show them the edge early.
Okay.
Because we didn't see it last week.
How early? Like before the game early or?
Oh, like when the Doggies players roll up.
Yeah.
Just throw one early.
Imagine that the Dogs are running through the banner.
Warm up.
On the other end of the banner.
Yeah.
They're just waiting there.
Just ready to go. Yeah, that'd be good. Warming up on the other end.
That'd be good.
I think so. Or just a bit of like edge early in the warm-ups. Like maybe you do a Mason Cox and just stay in the center bounce longer than you should.
Yeah.
Just to show that you're there. Or when you run around the square, you know, have in warm-ups when you used to run around the square, like, come on, boys, let's go. You're really loud so the Doggies hear you.
Yeah.
Come on, boys. Come on, boys.
Stop barking at
them. Let's fucking kill them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they do jet noises because they're Bombers. Yeah, they run like that. Just so the Dogs know that they're here and they're in for a long day. We know how I feel about the $2 for Essendon.
Mm-hmm.
If they do, for some miracle, they go, you know what? We're loving this Goldie Draper thing. More of this, please. Which I have said, I don't like it. It looks horrible. It's not working because they're both not forwards. They're both genuine ruckmans. And you're just hiding a forward down there. If for some reason Brad goes, loving it, need more. I would love to see Noughts go back.
Mm-hmm.
Rory lob up, forward with a three-headed monster up there with Jamara, Darcy and lob because that would absolutely fuck the back line of the Bombers.
Yeah.
They got nothing back there to compete with that.
And you're just over Norton up front, are you?
No, I think he's too good to be like a third fiddle. Jamara's the guy now.
Yeah.
I think we know that. Jamara 100%. Is the guy big time. So Nort started as a backman. I think him and Liam Jones down back?
Yeah.
Come on. That would be unreal. Speaking of Liam Jones, he could be. Yeah, I'll go with it. He could be an All-Australian fullback this year. He's that good. Have you watched the Doggies game lately?
Yeah. I don't know about that, though.
He's pretty good. He's just so underrated. No one talks about him because he doesn't.
So what big names would miss out right now if we had
to? Well, Sam Taylor's going pretty well, but I'd have him second on my fullback at the moment.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, Sam Taylor, then him. He's seriously good. Yeah. Seriously good. Watch him. Just his closing speed. By foot, it gets a bit shaky. I am nervous when he kicks it, but I just love that he keeps ripping switches.
Yeah.
Even knowing that it's like an ace Cordy. Sometimes when ace Cordy gets the ball, we go,
yeah.
But keep ripping him, I say. Bond to have 35 or more on Sportsbet is just like an instant magnet to me when I look at this game. I just look at the markets and I go, that's just happening. Yeah. Like that. In what world does Bont not go crazy here and have 35?
I love it.
I like it. So I just think this is a game where the Dogs get back on track. Just back on track here. Mm-hmm. And what's the line? 4.5. Yeah, I like the Dogs at the line even. 4.5.
Fair enough.
You?
Bit of a flip of a coin. I think I'll decide later in the week. It could go either way.
Well, we're not really going to hear from you later in the week. So okay. If you could tell us okay, now, that would be good.
I'm going to go Essendon.
Okay, cool. This is, yo, here we go. This is an absolute blockbuster. Giants v. the Saints at Manuka Oval.
Have you played there?
The city of porn and fireworks. The fireworks on the field, the porn's off the field. I've always said that about Canberra. I wasn't allowed to go on Canberra trips anymore.
Why?
What wouldn't happened? Sleep all night. Up late reading porn. Setting off fireworks.
Reading porn.
I got porn magazines with the articles, mate.
Yeah.
A lot of insightful stuff in there.
Yeah, learn about the actor.
Yeah. Yeah, what they do outside of this. $1.34 for the Giants, $3.29 for the Saints. Wow, the line, 18.5. So, Sportsbet, really like the Giants here. The Giants haven't given me a reason not to back them yet, really, if I my first glance at it. And the Saints, we know, rolled out 22 aliens last week. Ross said it. I now get why St Kilda are so frustrating to support watching that game, because you just... You kind of knew, which is annoying, that they were either going to shit themselves or just dominate. And they did both.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the potential of every game as a St Kilda person is like, you guys could do both here.
Yeah.
Oh, so absolutely. I get why people are so frustrated.
Every good St Kilda team has always had the capability of dropping the ball at any moment. Mm. I think that's what's – like you don't really remember the last time when you went into a game feeling totally confident and this is absolutely – like even what you're going through right now with the Blues, I don't remember the last time where I thought, stuff it, why not? Why not us?
Yeah.
You know, like that's a distant memory.
It's good. Yeah, I really do feel for Saints fans. I hate that they have to go into games not knowing where they're going to be. Hogan, just sexy and fit at the moment and comes up against the glove Wilkie.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to use that one?
Smooth as Wilk. The glove.
What'd you say it again?
Smooth as Wilk.
I don't get that bit.
Well, the saying smooth as silk.
I think you should call him the glove because he wears them. Wearing him like a glove.
Okay, we'll
think
about it. Defensive
player. Probably more of an NBA thing for Gary Payton, but I think it applies to Wilkie.
Okay.
Very similar players. Very similar.
There's a bit of Grind Myers, Leo Messi.
You see that Grind Myers, Patrick Mahomes thing? Fucking hell. So another one, SEN, Dwayne Russell, someone, one of the Dwaynes. Dwayne's World. Dwayne's World said that Grind Myers and Patrick Mahomes are a bit the same because they both don't look... when they're passing the ball.
Yeah, and I think because Grind sort of kicks on an angle and
yeah, it's kind of the same. Releases. Yeah. It's always good to compare footy players and NFL players. That always goes down well as well. The Giants and Canberra just go hand in hand. And St Kilda just don't like these weird grounds. Like they didn't really like Norwood last week. I don't think I've
struggled in Cairns, we've struggled in Shanghai, we've struggled in New Zealand.
Shanghai was rogue.
Yeah, so.
That was rogue. Yeah, you don't like weird grounds.
No. But good weather on Saturday, though. It's about 18 degrees.
Yeah.
Clear as, you know.
So. It sucks to say, but I feel like the Saints are only ever going to win at Marvel.
Mm.
If it's not Marvel, forget about it. Mm. Do you like the G?
I feel like pre-Ross line in terms of this time around.
Pre-Ross.
I not so much. But I feel like now, because he loves ripping 45s.
He does.
And he loves his team to be able to run
hard
and for a long time, I feel like the width really helps us.
Yeah. Well, you are trying to extend the ground out and hit those 45s.
Which is why Norwood, it was
terrible for
difficult.
You.
Yeah.
A lot of feedback. I mean, I've spoken to – so I've been doing some stuff for Gatorade this week and been going to three clubs tomorrow. And I asked about Norwood Oval, like what was it actually like? And they're all saying – love gather round, that oval was horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Did you see Jack Steele's comments on Norwood Oval?
What did he say? I heard everyone was crying about it.
Yeah, a few people were, and I think.
When Freo supporters were, they Freo cried all round. I'm over Freo crying.
Really?
Yeah, just you're the carry on.
Well, you're on the Eagles anyway. So.
I am on the Eagles big time.
No, Steele just said it was weird. It felt like a preseason game, like the atmosphere. And I went, fair enough, because it did. It was at a local footy ground. Where there was someone physically changing the scores on the scoreboard.
You Saints fans are so entitled. You are so entitled.
I had three
Mr.
hot dogs.
Entitled Adelaide. Now he's talking about someone's on the scoreboard changing it physically?
No, That's all. Well, no, I love that. I took a picture of that. It looked great.
You had
great.
Three hot dogs as well. But, yeah. We know you loved it.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is it did feel like a preseason game.
True.
When you're out at RSCA Park or you're at Princess Park or you're out in Maui or wherever. Yeah. Like it's
true.
It's nothing wrong with it in my opinion.
But people cried about that, did they?
Yeah, they had a cry.
Probably Freo people again. Again, wrapping this one up, I don't think the Saints are in red hot form like the Giants are. So that's why I'm going to pick the Giants.
No, it's fair enough.
Yeah. Are you're going to go for your...
Legally, I have to.
Well, have I spoken about how if you have a team in tips, like you have your team, I go for Carlton, you go for Saints, you always have to tip them?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
We've covered that?
Yes, not only have we covered it, but that's what I mean by legally. That's more important than the fact that I do
work
with them.
Oh, yeah, because you work, yeah.
That's the actual legal.
True.
You have to. You actually have to.
You have to root for your employer sometimes, for sure.
And your team. So, yes, now I'll be going to the Saints.
The Blues v. the Crows here. $1.27 for the Blues, $3.78 for the Crows. Generous, very Jenny for a team that hasn't looked like winning. The line is 23.5. And this is why my hair is near the back of my ears. Because I support this team. But things are going so well, yet as a Carlton fan, you look at this game and when we get to game day and you go, could lose it. Wouldn't be surprised if we lost it.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Why would you feel like this? It's so insecure to be like, 0-0, yeah, chance to lose.
Yeah, that why not us attitude switches pretty quickly.
Literally. And for the Crows, it's either 0-5 or literally the greatest win in your club's history. I mean, the grand finals are pretty good, but this would be a very good win for the Crows if they did this. I think we both can hear the criticism. It's loud for Matty Nicks at the moment. His bedroom would be loud.
And you feel it when you're in Adelaide, don't you?
Oh, do you ever?
Like
two city team, they let you know he wouldn't be able to go anywhere at the moment. It's getting very loud for poor Matty Nicks, and Sammy Walsh is back. He is back, and I'm with the real P here. That's his username, this guy, the real P, who says, I have a navy blue erection. I'm with you.
Well said.
I'm throbbing blue. Elijah Hollins needs to pass a fitness test, and there's a bit of the stance here for Carlton, which I only just noticed because I was going through the injury list last night. No Doherty, no Silvani, no Martin, no Motlop, no Cunningham, no Lockie Fogarty, Darcy's brother, no Marchbank. So a bit sitting on the sides here and to come in. Adelaide, what they did last year to Carlton in gather round, so a week earlier last year, just fucked us. They put a curse on us mid-game. Something happened in that game that I don't know what happened. I've asked the boys and like they don't want to talk about it.
Too scared.
PTSD from it. Something happened and then they made us shit the bed for 9 weeks straight. We had diarrhea for 9 weeks after this game. And maybe that's why I'm a little bit...
On edge
about this.
You do seem on edge. I
want to have more faith in the team than I do at the moment.
Yeah.
I just feel like this could be a game and it would not fucking surprise me if they come out and drop this one as much as I hope they don't. That's where we're at as Carlton fans. It's so nerve-wracking. I think if things do go right, Charlie and Harry will have a field day on that defense. Mm-hmm. If things go right, I think a lot of things have to go right to have a field day, but I just think that one of them is going to get off the chain big time.
Yeah, I think that's pretty fair.
What's a bag these days?
I think four.
You reckon four?
These days. You don't get many six, sevens, do you? Really?
Back in the day, mate, when I was kicking tens in local footy, that was a bag.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's a retro one.
I think what do we consider? Is five? Five's a weird number for a bag. You think four's a bag?
I think in modern day footy.
I think six a bag.
Okay.
Six is a bag. Four's an entree.
Yeah.
Mm.
Hors d'oeuvres.
Two's an appetizer.
Yeah. What's one?
Mm.
Just a welcome drink on
just
arrival.
Like a sip. Yeah. 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 Okay. We'll ask everyone what they reckon a bag is. And the Crows just rock up and make this thing competitive. Hit a few targets, get some flow on the ball going. He spoke to the coach last week who said we can't get anything going because we can't hit targets. They're missing the side of a shed out there. So hopefully they get some link-up play. I don't know at what point the Crows decide to start blooding some young talent for the older guys. I think there may be, like the Dogs, either a bit of a chance to turn over there and get this list again, even though they've done so much to it. Also, just on one player, we spoke about Bailey Fritch's hair. Ben Keyes.
Oh, he's gone under the radar.
Yeah, big time. We missed him.
Big time.
Human paintbrush. That head.
Oh, great call.
Yeah, it doesn't move. Little paintbrush head.
I'm going to say more of a Lego
doesn't
man.
Doesn't move. Very. I want to get them side by side and see who has more of a Lego hair.
And put them in Petrarca's wind machine.
Yes.
And we'll see. Fuck.
You know what? In saying that, I wish I had Lego hair at the moment.
Yeah, any hair.
I'd kill to have Bailey Fridges hairstyle.
Oh, that gives me so much anxiety thinking about you with that look.
I'm going to come in here and get, by the end of this show, I'm going to have Bailey Fridges hairstyle for an episode.
Just like a wig or?
We'll get Bailey in here for one ep and ask him. So I'm going to go, it's just to me, again, I'm nervous, but I think the Blues just win it.
Yeah, you got to back them.
I can't, they haven't lost yet. I can see it, but also I can't see it. And my gut says they just win at home to go 5-0.
Hey, same attitude as the Giants. They've not given you a reason.
No, I've got no reason. I've got no reason. And I believe. And I was with them today. And they loved me. Fuck, they love me so much. Hugged him. Hugged TDK. He's so big. He is so big.
Bigger than you?
Way bigger than me.
Really?
Makes me look like a piss ant.
Really?
He is so big. I'm bigger than Ollie Hollins. Definitely bigger than him. I'm bigger than The Moth.
Yep.
Matty Cottrell. I'm bigger than Jack Martin for sure. But Tom was like, whoa. That's big. Port Vrio. How about Port Adelaide at the moment? Just knocking teams around. $1.35 for Port. Frio, $3.25. The line is 23.5. And Port to get bored to death paying $1.01 because we know what Frio do. Just put teams to sleep with their gameplay. Just so boring. it's gonna be one of those good games that's good, but one of those games that when you're looking at it, you go, feels a bit like watching paint dry. But that's what they do. Freo just, they tackle teams and get them into a bore off. But at least this will be a test for Freo to see where they're at. Their first, I think Carlton was, maybe test one. This is a genuine.
Yeah, that's fair.
Genuine test, this one for them. I hate that. I don't know if they went home though. Did they go home? Do we know?
No, well, this is my question about Brisbane. Like, do you just keep the business trip rolling? And if it's in the same city, yeah. I think you'd probably stay. I think it'd be worth staying.
It's a long trip. I'm getting myself on Virgin Points, but that's all right. I also feel that Port haven't left Adelaide all year.
That's true.
Does it feel like anyone else feel like they just haven't left at all? Maybe the AFL is pushing something here with Port to win a flag. I just feel like they have. I know they have. They definitely have. I think they played Richmond, but apart from that, they've just been home. Ollie Wines, they're saying, is back. And we know the way that Freo play, they're not sexy, but they just stay in every game because they're competitive. Their midfield just is cohesive, it works, they all complement each other. Their back line, Alex Pearce, is also another big human. He's an absolute wall back there, but apart from that, sometimes it breaks down. They just need to wrestle the game into their own style with Freo. If they do that, then it's going to be a boring game and they'll probably just try and, as I said, put the other team to sleep. But if they can't contain Port's pace, look out. Look out. Port is super quick on the outside. Even inside, they're quick. Outside, they're quick. Willem Drew doesn't get enough credit for what he's doing out there. He's red and fiery.
They're probably my favourite team to watch as a neutral.
Yeah.
Like, honestly.
Yeah.
I think they're so
exciting. They're fun to watch. They're just fun and sexy.
Yeah.
You know? They're fun and sexy to watch. Willem Drew, sexy. He gets so, doesn't get many, not much applauding because he's just doing the shit jobs.
Yeah.
But he's giving it to your Connors. He's giving it to your Horn Francis. He's giving it to Butters.
Who was your favourite Port player growing up, would you say?
Not Matty Primus.
No.
Favorite Port player. I love Steven Salopek.
Okay.
Loved him. Just hot. Yeah. Mohawk with that foot. Okay.
Say no more.
Erection.
I love it.
I didn't get one, but I once had a pie in Adelaide Oval and shat myself. That's another time where I shat myself.
Yeah.
Remember, it was like a great, not a final. It was just a normal game. And I remember I had to go to the toilet and Mum was like, oh, go wipe yourself up. And then, for some reason, I had to use not toilet paper. I had to use like Yellow Pages paper in the toilet.
Like the?
The book.
The book.
Mm. Random.
That would have been coarse.
Yeah, I know. So Port for me. Port in a boring game.
Always Port.
Yep. Suns, Hawks, $1.22 for the Suns. $4.35 for the Hawks. The Lions, 26.5. And this will actually be a semi-decent game because two teams full of hot fuckers just going for it against each other. Just going for it. Matt Rowe is doing absolute business up there on the Gold Coast at the moment. And I think we know he's doing it because we're in Melbourne. We're just like, eh.
Yeah.
Averaging 28 and 10 clearances.
That's pretty good.
I'd love for him to have a haircut and a shave just aesthetically so I can be like, appreciate it more. It feels like he very much doesn't give a damn. But what are you reading?
No, I'm just, I think you've made an accidental, very funny gag on the running order.
What have I done?
Well, you've gone to write averaging.
Mm.
But you've wrote average inch about Matt Rao.
That's pretty good. Yeah,
that's excellent. Great. Was that on
so
accident?
He's average inch. Yeah, average that's very good. Yeah, red hair. I get that. Love for him to have a haircut and a shave. Noah Anderson is dominating as well. Two guys that they picked up years ago and have just steadied the ship for them inside, yeah, along with Tuke Miller. They're dominating inside. Hey, I looked at the draft order for this year. Amazed me what's going on at the moment. The Suns have another three picks in the first round as it stands. Another three first round picks. Guess who else has another three picks inside the top 13? Top 13. They have three of them.
Top 13. Is it Kangaroos?
Frio.
Frio. Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Frio.
How does that work?
Well, I think because everyone left him, like Henry and Schultz left.
True.
So these two teams are going to dominate the first round. I thought it was just a cool thing to bring up that they have so many picks inside the top 20.
Yeah. Oh, and Chera left, I suppose, as well.
Chera left. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yep. Chair lift.
Nice.
7:30 games, that ball is going to be like a soapy piece of shit by the end of it. It's going to be horrible. We know that the Suns, they train with those conditions. Mm-hmm. They dunk the balls in the soap. They get out there. They do their punishment sessions in the soap. And there were some comments saying through our socials that the Hawks are better than their ladder positioning. But then I was thinking, are you that good? I think you're definitely as good as you reflected on the ladder.
Who said that?
I can't remember their name, but someone was very heavy on like we're better than what the ladder
was
tells
the username
us.
Just like I don't know. Duke,
it was Hawthorne FC,
Duke Lodge, something like that.
It was Hawthorne FC.
Yeah, okay.
They pulled an Undertaker out at halftime and came back from the dead. Lloyd Meek is just a very big human and a great ruckman at the moment. He's their number one ruck. He's pushed out Ned Reeves. Ned Reeves is a big human as well, so that's a big name to push out and a big human. But he's been very good the last few weeks.
I love him.
I dominated him. At Northern, when he was at Ballarat.
Yeah.
Played my last VFL game against him.
Yeah, well, he would have been about 17.
Yeah, but I towed him up. I felt good.
Actually, he would have been younger.
I think I was 27. He was like 14.
I think he's 23.
I mean, it's good character building. Look at him now.
That's true.
I just went to town. I'm just knees in the head, like everything in the set of downs. He appreciates that, I think. And again, on the commentary of the Hawks, we're saying that a lot of fans saying that they're better than what the ladder says. They're also saying that their talent just hasn't improved as they'd expected it would. Mm. They went horribly in the draft. I looked at it the other day. I don't have it in the run sheet, but their drafting has been really, really poor.
Yeah.
And that's not their fault. It's the players. You know, I was in the draft and I was horrible. So there's been a few of those. There's been a few orange picks. But their defense in this game makes me really, really nervous. Mm-hmm. They now don't have Bruce and Mitchell, so that's missing up forward, which puts more on Chole. And then Hardwick was so good for that I think they just keep him up there. Mm-hmm. But when it goes inside their back 50, Ben King could just tear this apart.
Yeah, it's a bit chaotic.
Yeah, and the forwards, the Suns are actually good. Mm. They're really – the Ainsworth, you've got Humphreys running around there, King, Rosa, mm-hmm. Unreal. Crafty guys who are hungry on the ground looking for crumbs. I think that – this is a big game for Marbior Chole. This is a Suns revenge game for him. He was up there last year. They traded him for pick 62 and a future second tied to Brisbane. So they've won that massively. I want him, because they're so far ahead of winning that trade, I'd love for him to go up there and just kick like five on them.
Yeah, how good would that
be? I'd be like, you're missing out on this. Because he was pretty good for the Suns. I think it was 40 plus goals or something for him.
Absolutely nothing wrong with him at the time.
Yeah.
Nothing.
I think in looking at this game here, the Suns just, they walk away with this. They walk all over the Hawks here.
Yeah, we're starting to feel pretty confident in the Suns against a few teams. You know, this is one of them that you just go, look, goes their way. It has to be them.
They're good at people's choice, whatever that ground is. If that's a bank, I don't know. I swear it was called Heritage Bank 2 days ago.
Yeah.
It's now people's choice.
Yeah.
They're just good up there at night. They're a different team. They were good last week as well. Like as bad as I thought Giants played, they were very good with the way they moved the ball.
Yeah.
They were trying things, cutting angles, coming inside, going long to forwards, getting those crummers in who are hungry, involved in the game. Everything looked better this week than it did the week before they played. So I think the Suns just wiped the floor with them.
Agreed.
Graveyard. Sunday graveyard is the most graveyard shift we've ever been in. We start with Cats and the Kangaroos. Oof. At GMHBA. Chin Chin Stadium, $1.03 for the Cats, $12.50 for the Roos. The line is 55.5 points. Given the Roos 55.5 to start off with.
Yeah.
That's so many points in today's game. That is actually
That's a lot, isn't
10 goals. We're giving them 10 goals at the start of the game and saying, catch us if you can. And the Cats obviously paying $1.03 can. The Cats could... This is one of these... I feel this round is very... It's easy, but also it's hard because the Cats could either be ruthless here or...
No.
The Roos... I'm going to go there. The Roos could get a scalp. I've been saying they're going to get a scalp. Could they, on a Sunday at 1 p.m., get a scalp?
Mate, you might as well be sitting here with a tin hat on. Like, this theory.
We know he does that.
I don't know.
Are you really?
No.
My gut is saying something. It's not saying they're going to win.
Okay.
It's maybe at least saying the line.
Okay.
I don't think they'll win. I have a vibe that they're going to do something here. I don't know why my waters are saying that, but they're saying something. Okay. Chris Scott. Just good coaching and good culture down there. And it's shining through. We know that they run their own program. Some players don't even train most days. Don't even know where they play until they rock up. That's how laid back it is. Yeah. It's very much a country football club, but it works for them. Sam DeConning and Tom Stewart, just a wall. Mm-hmm. Just good luck getting past them. Sam DeConning, I told you Tom DeConning's huge. Sam DeConning's fucking bigger. Land of the Giants. Just a massive human. If you are going to the game, make sure you check out Chin Chin's. There's also oysters there. There's also a wool museum.
A wool, yeah. Did you say?
Yep, there's a wool museum in Geelong, all happening in Geelong.
In Geelong or in the stadium?
Not in the stadium. That would be impossible to have the wool museum in the stadium. There is in Geelong itself. There's okay. a wool museum.
Haven't spent much time in Geelong.
Not missing much.
Really?
I think they have a Sizzler.
Do they have a Moe's? That's the real question.
Geelong is very sleepy now. Think about it. It's like watching Freo.
Have you seen the maps that suggest that in 20 years' time there'll be no difference between Melbourne and Geelong? It'll just be one big city.
I laugh at that the whole way through.
Mm.
Nah, I can't see that happening. There's just nothing in Geelong.
Yeah,
I'm sure Geelong people love it, but there's not a lot happening there.
The spirit goes
of Geelong.
There.
The spirit it does. It comes. It goes out of Queenscliff.
There you go.
Apart from that and all that happening. I love that the Cats are just resting older boys as well.
Yeah.
How good's that? That's a real fuck you attitude. We're going to rest as many players as we can here.
Okay, well, so there you go. Then okay, maybe you rest on your laurels a little bit.
Maybe they are. Yeah. Maybe the rest of the catch up. Jeremy Cameron, if he really wanted to, he could just log this game live out there on the field. Jeremy Cameron's so funny because I feel like football's getting in the way of his life. Like he just wants to be a farmer on his property with his animals and like, leave me alone. I want to do what I'm doing. This football game is getting in the way of my stuff. He could have it. He had 30 last week and just roamed where he wanted. They need the Kangas to get to a point where they're figuring out what's going on so they can at least compete. They have some pieces down there. Chom down back is going to be in for a field day. Toby Pink might come back. Aiden Corr still getting a look. He's still there. I don't think they win, but something's saying I'm taking Kangas at the line.
I think you're...
Do you reckon this will be a blowout?
Yeah. There's going to be nothing in this.
Really?
Really? Really, Daniel? Think about it.
I'm a sucker for a graveyard this week. What's happened to me?
No, I'm with you on West Coast though.
Okay.
I'm going to join you on that, but this is going to be a write-off for...
Yeah. Okay. We're getting to the final graveyard. It is West Coast v. Richmond. $3.34 for West Coast, $1.33 for Richmond. The Lions 20.5. And as I said, this is just... It is a gross game, but I'm going to get around it big time.
Oh, yeah.
I'm throwing myself around and behind West Coast. Getting a game for West Coast at the moment would be like, how do you feel about just having your spirit broken for another 20 weeks? Like, if you're in for that, I'll play her.
Mm.
Like, just really demoralizing stuff because it wouldn't be fun out there. Richmond's injury list is massive and their list alone, the injury list, could win a flag if you looked at it. So many on the injury list. Bolton's back is probably, he's probably close to being on the injury list because he'd be so sore from carrying the boys. And Tom Brown, have you seen Tom Brown kick the football?
No.
Tom Brown off halfback. We talk about Wanganeen Millera as being one of the best kicks. Check out Tom Brown.
Really?
Just ripping him. Ripping him up the guts, ripping him on the side, ripping him up the boundary, across ground. Just super impressive. And I think he was a journo last year. Just unbelievable, Tom Brown. Again, it's just a vibe on for me here. I think the Richmond are just going. They're only dangerous when Bolton gets going. Martin's back, but I don't think they have enough there to win this game. I actually believe in my heart of hearts that West Coast win this. And I'm getting around them fucking hard. Also, the Western Australian. Is there anything else happening in Western Australia except for Harley Reid? Get him off the back page. Enough's enough. Poor bloke. He would have that many back page covers as he's got a frame. Because you do frame them when you own them, you frame them.
Have you got any framed?
I think my mum and dad do.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but he's on so many. I think it was in like...
You're at your parents' place last weekend, you would have seen.
There was a couple things on the wall at dad's house. Yeah, it was a lot. There are a couple. So that's that for the tips. I also want to get around this thing on my feed this week. So my tips are on feed in Sportsbet. As I said, we're on fire. I want to get around this one I said. It looks long on feed, but it's also a chance at 19s. So for the Melbourne-Brisbane game, I've got Jack Viney to have 20 or more, Caleb Windsor to have 20 or more on a wing going up and down like crazy. Mm-hmm. Stephen May takes every kick in and plays on, well, it's a play on anyway, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. He takes every kick in. So he's going to have 15 or more.
Sure.
Zach Bailey to have 15 or more, Cade Chandler and Lincoln McCarthy anytime goal scorers, paying 19s. It's pretty good. Swinging here.
I promised you that I'm on.
Get on. Get on. We have, at the moment, we have three. How many followers do I have? We got a lot on the feed and the followers. 3,674. So nice. We saw a big spike in followers after going after Denon last week. I think Denon called me a, what do you call me?
Sportsbet Nepo Baby.
Nepo Baby. So Denon called me a Nepo Baby. That's just, it is very amusing because essentially when I walk in the Sportsbet office, they go, don't tell him this ever.
Yeah.
But you are like his boss.
Yeah, sure.
Like if we had to put a ranking of where people sit on the pecking order, like mm-hmm. it'd be you, like a long list of people, then just a big gap, like a huge gap, and then dead and under that.
Yeah.
On the other side of the paper.
But he wouldn't know that.
He wouldn't know that. I would never tell him that because I don't want him to feel like, you know, ashamed or intimidated. Sure. That's not what I want. So keep remembering, guys. Get around me. We need to track him down. It's AFL versus NRL. Don't know how people are even watching the NRL, but people are getting behind his bets. His following is growing as well, but let's please catch him. I need to catch him by the end of the season.
Mm. We've got there.
20 weeks to go. And I'm winning. And when I win, you guys win. So let's do this. I think that's all I want to say about my case of get people on board.
Yeah.
If you don't do it, I'll put you on the ban list from the podcast. That's it this week. What are you doing this weekend? You doing anything?
Well, after that, I really want to watch the West Coast game. I'm feeling fizzed up for it.
PGA as well.
Busy. Sorry.
Are you? I'm going to Sydney tomorrow.
Are you really?
Yeah, the Giants boys. Yeah,
say hello for me. Are you going to wear the Guernsey?
I'm not going to wear that. No. But I'm doing some cool things. It's going to come out soon. North, Carlton boys and Giants.
Unreal.
We're doing some things. Yeah.
It's very cryptic.
It is. I'm going to have a few beers this weekend. I think.
Ooh.
Yeah, look out. I'm going to have like 3 beers and go home.
Yeah, nice.
Just 3. 3 and then I'm done. Any more than 3, things get a bit crazy for old Gozo. So thank you guys for listening again. We will be back next week. Thanks for listening to this show. I just want to say before we do wrap up, Ollie, I know you're trying to wrap me up, but this is like probably, I feel like the worst sports podcast out there at the moment, but you guys are loving it. Thanks for your kind words in the vlog.
Yeah.
You guys are getting behind us. You're saying that our insights are good. They're loving you. Wow. Someone called for Ollie Does Footy.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what to say, but you know. No.
But thank you guys. We love you. We're nowhere near. We're moving. We're tracking in the right direction of where we want the show to be.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you guys for jumping on now and listening week in, week out. The show doesn't exist or form all these crazy new personalities, and Ollie doesn't get a BBL without you guys. So thank you so much for listening. We love you all.
Imagine what you could be buying instead. For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.